Yo, it's the Eddie Cheddar Hip Hop and Topics Show. Unfortunately, I haven't had time to do any topics for a while, or even music. I've been pretty busy and had to deal with the IRS. Not fun people to deal with, but it is what it is. At least they're squared away and I'm left alone for about a year until I have to deal with them again. But this time I have to figure out how to keep them a little bit at a lower asking, because I don't want to give them $1,500 again. Don't think they deserve that. But let's get started with the music. There's a lot of music, so I'm just going to make it very simple. The J. Cole and the Kendrick Lamar diss and the Rick Ross diss all get like B plus A grades because they made their point. The beat was eh, but you know, they're all kind of just in that tier of they're starting to get their traction back into the hip hop gang. So that's off the table, but now let's go to the rest of them. Lupe Fiasco dropped a song called Indio, and he's doing his little Drake flow / Wale flow with this song. I didn't know whether to like it or hate it, but it's kind of just middle of the road, but I'm going to have to give it D because it's like compared to the Lupe Fiasco I knew, he's kind of fallen from grace. Rod Wave with Numb. I don't listen to Rod Wave, but I know a lot of females like listening to him, but I can't give him a great grade, so he's going to be in that D category just because don't really listen to him. Kato on the track, Paul Wall, E40, and Yo, It's Cash, Tuned Up. A lot of people in the car community were telling me about this song, and it's okay. It's not bad. I give it a C. It's not unbearable to listen to, especially if you're a car enthusiast, then you'll like it. SSG Kobe, Help Me. Yeah, it just gets an F. But The Message gets a C. So everything else was bad, but The Message was good. Hit Kid and Lil Got It, Secluded. Also in the D category. Not that great. Lil Migo and YNC Trey Slime. This gets a C. I like the beat and I like the flow. I just didn't really think it was anything too special. Quavo with Tender. This gets a B-. Quavo's back on his old shit with this one and I like it. He needs to do more of that. And plus, I think this has got the most views on here with 45,000 views. Your Old Droog, Method Man, Denzel Curry, and Madlib, DBZ. I didn't like the beat. There was nothing wrong with the artist's delivery, I just didn't fuck with the beat. I think the beat production could have been a little bit of a better choice. Yellow Wolf with New Me. It's a long song, and it drags on and on. But, you know, it's Yellow Wolf's second return from grace, so I'm going to give him a C-, but can't do that again. Rowdy Rebel and JB Pistons. This gets a C. Rowdy Rebel did a great job picking a better beat. He did a better flow this time, so an improvement from his last song. Designer Drip Check. God, this was tough to stomach. I couldn't deal with it. This is like a lower D. Hoodwitch Pablo Juan. Paid in Full. Full Rocky. This was okay. Another C-, D+. Can't really give it a great grade. Youngblood and Lil Wayne, Confirmation Remix. Once again, Lil Wayne cannot save your song. Unless, like, you're talking to Lil Wayne purists. Then they'll just fight to the bitter end about things. But I don't know. I haven't liked Youngblood in almost 4 years. So it's been kind of a had me, lost me. I don't even know if I want to go back. Party Next Door, Lose My Mind. A huge improvement, but you're still going to be in the C-, D+ category just because this isn't what he could do. But it's better than what he did the last time. That last song, oh, that was bad. Slut Me Out 2. I tried to stomach this one, but I will give it this. The beat didn't piss me off like the first one. Key Glock and Young Dolph Let's Go remix, all this gets a D. I'm sorry, Young Dolph can't save you, Key Glock. You still a talentless person in my mind. You still carbon copy, so. But Dolph did his job. RIP to him. But yeah, Dolph couldn't save you. Not on my watch. Luke Fay Fiasco LLC, this gets an F grade. This one wasn't very good. And this is what I was talking about. The Indito was an improvement. This is the downgrade. K-Camp type shit freestyle. He did okay. K-Camp is kind of just his own type of dude. And he isn't even bad, but it's just, he's kind of been doing the same thing since 2015, 2011. So it's like, I really haven't seen much change. But hey, stick to your guns, because it might be working. Larry June, Imported Couches. You know, Larry June, I'm sorry, but you stay be reminding me of a cheaper Dom Kennedy. But I will say this, he's got a better beat production than Dom Kennedy. Way better beat production. But it's like, his lyrics just, they need some work. They need some refinement. They're not bad, it's just his delivery with them. And then combining all this shit, I'm like, you rapping to an audience that, like, doesn't exist anymore. Like, people ain't living that good anymore. Fredo Bang with Fan, like I said, Fredo Bang is no different than Rod Wave, and really, that's kind of just where I'm at with him. You know, he's in the D grade, but I will give it this. It sounds better than most of the shit he drops, so I guess I'll give him a C minus. Plies with Mo, just a silly Plies song, man. I just ignore it like the plague. Sada Baby Sosa. If the song was longer, it'd get a lower grade, but it stays in that C minus because it wasn't that great. Millie's and Meek Mill's Soul Survivor, F. And I ain't even gonna explain it. DJ Premier also put a part two to Can You Dig It with Snoop Dogg. This also gets an F. Man. Part two didn't do it no more justice. It sounds just as bad as part one. And if you didn't listen to my I think it was like the last podcast where I talked about it. Part one definitely wasn't very good. I mean, fuck, the beat was way off key, and his rap style just got me wanting to punch a nigga, hit him in his face. Let him know his place. I'm just like, what? This is terrible. Next, Designer Rolls Truck. This was an F2. Very bad. Stallion Currency, Juice in the Hood. This was actually decent. This gets a B-, but I was expecting so much better, though. So, don't want to be a dick about it, but it's like, I kind of have expectations of certain artists on what I like from them, you know, what really gravitates me. Roz Kaz, RJ Payne, Method Man, Fame, MOP, and Sway Calloway, Gutter. It's the song's too long. 5 minutes of just great parts, but the beat just makes me want to hit my head. IDK and Joey Badass with Denim. I did not like that song. D. Suicide Boys, Us Versus Them. It's a good leak track to their album that's coming up pretty soon. So I give them like the B minus. Maxo Cream and That Mexican OT, Talking and Screw. This is kind of, this is kind of cringy. I don't know. Maxo Cream is kind of, he's a hit or miss artist with me. Like, you want to listen to him because you hope he sounds like his old good self, but it's like, sometimes he'll just miss that goalpost entirely. And he'll be like, what the fuck? Uno the Activist with 2 Chainz. This gets an F. The beat was terrible. 2 minutes of just why. Rowdy Rebel with Creature. This was bad. This was before he got good, so didn't match the one up on the top. Moneybag Yo and Rob 49 Bussin'. This was maybe C minus tier. Not bad, but just not anything to write home about. Mozzie and Eric Bellinger, Jaden. I'll give this one a C because of the message, but the beat just, wasn't gravitating me all that much. And yeah, that's pretty much it for our show for music-wise. I mean, we'll get back to the topics. I gotta get some time to myself, some time to think. But that's kind of just where I am right now. But peace out.